And here we go.
KCAL is on the air.
That's our ring.
And by doggy Lum, I do believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, we're Jotum Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, with the chemical laboratory report that Grandpap's rubber mixture is completely worthless, Edwards Peabody and Spears Synthetic Rubber Corporation is going out of existence. However, its ex-president, Lum Edwards, is far from depressed because he's just been officially appointed to the important position of co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff. As we look in on our little community today, we find the old fellas down in the Jotum Down store and library. Lum's answering the phone. Let's listen.
I'll get it, Admiral. It might be from Washington. Hello, Jotum Down Store and Library. Lum Edwards. Edwards, co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff, talking. Oh, a grocery order? Just a second. I'll refer you to our Mr. Peabody.
What?
Yeah, here, Admiral. You take it. It's a grocery order.
Well, on me now, Lum. You know how to take down grocery orders just as well as I do.
I ain't got time for such stuff as that. I'm a government man.
But all you got to do is take one of them there pencils.
Don't argue with me or I'll report you to my new partner, Mr. Morgenthau.
Well, all right. Wait a minute. New partner?
Hey, just answer the phone.
Well, now you just wait here a minute. Have you done gone into partnerships without telling me about something about it there, Lum?
Admiral, if you don't take his here receiver, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head with it.
All right. But now, if you've done gone and got yourself a new partner...
Yeah.
Declare. Hello? Hello, Mom? Yeah, no, they're just 4 ration points today. Huh?
Now tell her she can buy bonds without any coupons at all now.
No, Mom, got no potatoes today. May get some in the next week or so, though. Mm. A sack of flour? What size? All right. Now, there weren't nothing else for you, was there? Well, I'll try to get it out today, but now I can't promise nothing, though. All right, Miss Blevins, I'll see you. Goodbye. Now, Lum, I want to talk to you here. Who's this new feller you've taken in as partner?
I ain't taking nobody in.
You said you was.
I was talking about my job as head of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff.
Oh. Well, I never knew you had a partner in that.
Well, I never neither till I showed Dick Huddleston the letter I got. You see, it says that... Well, just wait a minute. I'll read it to you.
Oh, now, don't read that thing again, Lum.
Well, just this one sentence here.
You've read that thing out so many times, I put not know it by heart.
Well, here's all I wanted to read.
Oh.
This is to officially notify you that you have been appointed co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff.
Uh-huh.
And now, that co-chairman I've been applying to is two fellers.
Two fellers?
Yeah, co means two, sort of, Dick says.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can the government do that?
Do what?
Make two fellers out of one that away.
Well, they ain't making two fellers out of one. I ain't two fellers myself, no.
Well, I never did think so. I mean, I ain't seen but one of you running around here today. Mm-hmm. I know that. I mean, what name you gonna call him?
Call who?
Just other feller. I mean, you can't call it both of them Lum, because that'd be confusing. We would never know who he's talking to.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Call him Fred. I like that name, Fred.
Well, I don't need to call him nothing.
Well, you just can't go around saying, hey, you all the time.
Well, Abner, I never said I was two fellers.
Yes, you did, too. I heard you.
I never. I said Cole means two. So that means that I'm just half of the co-chairman.
Half a chairman?
Yeah.
My doggies, you look full size to me.
Well, I am full size, maybe a little bit more, but
wait, they ain't gonna saw you in half, are they, Lum?
Oh, of course not.
You know, I hope not, because I saw them do that to a woman one time in the circus. Yeah, it was kind of scary, but I do think there's some kind of trick to it, I think.
Well, for goodness sakes, Abner, can't you understand nothing? What they've done is point two different fellers to run the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff, me and some other feller.
See? And the other guy's name is Fred, huh?
No!
Well, who's this Fred you keep talking about?
Well, I never said nothing about no Fred. You's the one keep bringing that up.
Uh-huh.
And now the feller I mentioned was Morgenthau.
Fred Morgenthau?
No!
I don't believe I know him.
It's Henry Morgenthau. Henry, he's the head of the Government Treasury Department.
Yeah, sure. Now, I have heard of him. Of course, yeah. I have, yeah.
Well, now, that's who I figure they've teamed me up with for this
year's
job.
You think they have?
Well, the letter don't come right out flat-footed and say that, but I got to studying on it. And I'm mighty nigh sure that's who my co-partner is, as long as the letter come from the Treasury Department and all.
Yeah, but Lum, I just don't know if they'd actually join you up with an important feller like that now.
Well, I don't know why not. They got an awful high opinion of me.
They have?
Well, just listen to what the letter says about me here.
Now, Lum, I don't want to hear that letter again.
Well, now, here's the part right here. It says, one of Pine Ridge's most outstanding citizens and a man with the qualities
and capabilities to direct the war bond program in our little community.
Well, now, wait just a minute. How's come you know that so good?
Well, my doggies aren't too. That's the thing. You've read it to every daggone soul that's walked in here today.
Well, anyway, that shows right there how much they think of me.
Yeah, huh.
Yeah, and if that other co-chairman ain't Mr. Morgenthau, it's somebody awful big and important. I can tell you that right now.
No.
Yeah. And we ought to telegraph him and ask him who my partner is, because, well, I don't get started on this thing.
Get started?
Well, yeah, got a big job ahead of me.
What?
By grannies, I'm going to put on the biggest one war bond this country or any others ever saw.
Well, now, Lum, maybe I could maybe sort of help you get started somehow.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is, till you find out who this other co-feller is.
Well, now, that's mighty thoughty of you to offer the help out of way, Admiral, but... Well, I'm thinking you just ain't the type for this kind of work.
What?
Well, you ain't a man with the qualities and capabilities like it said in my life.
I ain't, huh?
Well, it takes more of the executive type. Like, for instance, me and Mr. Morgenthau.
Well, I just thought maybe there's some little no-count job you'd have for me to do.
Yeah, well, they might be later on.
Later, huh?
Yeah, after I get everything organized.
I see,
I can't promise nothing, though. You see, this here government business is pretty complicated.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah, for you, I'm feared.
Well, I reckon I wouldn't be much good doing nothing like that.
No, I reckon not. Yeah. You know, feller might as well admit them things to himself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, at least be honest with himself.
Oh, I try to be, that's right. Mm-hmm. Fact is, looks like y'all just ain't good for nothing. No way.
Oh, now, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, partly.
Well, it's the truth. I just ain't no good at all. I'm just ignorant. Not good for nothing.
Oh, now, don't take it that way, Abner. You're a nice feller.
I might be nice enough, but I'm ignorant.
You just ain't got no head for this sort of stuff.
No head for it at all, not at all.
Yeah, but you're a good grocery man.
Yeah?
And you're going to have to run this here store all by yourself, practically.
I will.
Why, sure. Well, me and my co-partner are going to have our hands full directing this war bond program and all.
Now, doggies, Lum, just to be honest with you, I just don't believe I'm smart enough to run this store by myself.
Oh, yes, you are.
I know I ain't.
Well, you can do it.
I don't know. It's just too much of a risk to leave a fella like me in here.
Well, you've done it 1,000 or 100 times before.
Well, maybe so, but I was younger then, I think, and I get ignoranter the older I get.
Oh, fiddle-faddle, you're just as young as you never was. Now pull yourself together, Abner. Look here, I'll tell you what I do. I might give you a job.
I couldn't handle it.
Well, now wait till I tell you what it is.
I couldn't. I don't care what it is. I can't do it.
Well, now, I'll let you be the official fellow that sweeps out my war bond saving staff office. Yeah. You see, I'm going to take the whole library section over there for my office.
Well, I ain't got sense enough to use a broom, I can tell you that right now.
Well, yes, you have.
All right.
Well, you got plenty of sense to use a broom.
All right. Don't even know how to start. Well, Lord, I don't even know how to take care of that.
I'll have to get another desk somewhere from my co-chairman. Big executives like me and him, we've got to have separate desks to work at and all.
Well, I guess if you think I could do that sweeping job, all right.
Well, sure you could. Now, just be careful, though. Don't forget. You'll be working on government property, almost.
I'll be careful.
And don't get some of the stuff on, or none of the stuff on our desk are mixed up neither. Now, especially on Mr. Morgenthau's desk.
Yeah.
Or whoever it is they pipe me with.
No, I wouldn't touch a thing on the desk. No.
And always call us Mr.
Mr.
And don't come in unless you got an appointment and all that.
Oh, I wouldn't think of doing no such thing like that. Mister.
And put Edwards on there, too.
Mr. Edwards.
Hey, that's better. Now, wait a minute now. That's our ring there. You better answer it, boy.
Mr. Edwards. Mr. Columbus Edwards.
And if it ain't for me, keep it short. It's Lum. Lum.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Edwards. I don't want that phone tied up.
Hello? Jot them down the store and library. Boy talking. No, this is me, Elizabeth. What? I wonder why they sent it to the house instead of over here to the store. Well, read it real fast, because Mr. Edwards don't want me tying the phone.
Yeah, and tell her, hurry up, boy.
Well, what's that, Elizabeth? Wait a minute. Read that part again. Read that. Yeah. For land's sake. Hey, wait a minute. Don't go on. Hang on just a minute. I know the rest of it. Hang on.
All right. That's long enough. Now, hang on.
Hey, say, Elizabeth, you want some groceries? You do? Well, good. Hey, well, just hang on a minute, okay? Hey, Lum, take this grocery order.
Grocery order?
Yeah.
Well, that's your department.
Well, now, I can't be bothered with stuff like that because I'm a government man.
Oh?
Yeah, sure. A letter just came over to the house for me. Seems like they've appointed me the co-chairman or something. The Pine Ridge War Savings Bond Program.
Huh?
So here, take this phone, boy.
And we'll be back for Act Two of Lum and Abner after this word about what you can do to support the war effort. The tall man with the high hat will be coming down your way. Get your savings out when you hear him shout, "Any bonds today? Uncle Sam needs you." If you can't enlist, invest. The country has asked people to invest $1 billion to help pay for the war effort. Every dollar you invest in bonds sends more planes, tanks, and ships to the United Nations. Remember, bonds equals freedom, and freedom ain't free. Ain't heard that before? Well, you heard it from me. Come and get your bonds today from the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff at the Jot 'em Down store and tell them Cedric sent you. Welcome back to Pine Ridge. Well, the activities at the Jot 'em Down store have been shoved so far into the background since the owners have been appointed as the co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff. As we look in, we find the two bond executives holding their first business luncheon at Luke Spears Restaurant. Let's listen.
Hey, hurry up, Abner, and get done eating there so we can get this here business meeting started.
Well, I'm a hurrying just as fast as I can, Lum. Hey, Luke, would you bring me a hunk of that coconut pie over there, please?
Abner, you don't want no dessert.
Yes, I do. That's my favorite pie.
Well, it don't come with a businessman lunch.
What?
It'll cost you extra.
Oh. Hey, never mind, Luke. I think I'm too full to eat it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I believe I'll go ahead and start this here meeting.
Yeah?
You eat as quiet as you can, Abner.
Oh, I will. But can I have the rest of your butter there, Lum?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, dear, thank you. Here.
Now, the official business luncheon of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff will now come to order.
Hey, pass me the bread there, Lum.
Well, for goodness sakes, I can't do that here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Now, as co-chairman of the staff, the purpose of this here meeting is to organize our campaign to sell these war bonds to everybody in our community.
Well, howdy, Charlie.
Abner, don't interrupt.
Well, that Charlie Redfield just passed there by the restaurant, and I got to say hi to him.
Well, I know it, but you just can't say hello to every Tom, Dick, and Harry passes by in front of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, not during a government meeting.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
And now, pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Just let me get my coffee out here for you a little bit. I'm cool it down.
Well, for goodness sakes.
Quiet. Oh, you jerk my elbow there. Quit.
Well, don't be a-blowing on your coffee.
Well, I want to cool it.
Well, paint it with your hat or something.
I spilled it all over myself. Oh, I wish you'd watch what you're doing, Lum. See, Lord, that is good, Luke. That's good. Lum, why can't we just go on back to the store and have this here meeting? I mean, it is just me and you. Ain't going to be nobody else.
No, we got to have our business luncheon. All campaigns always start out that way.
Well, why do they? Well,
I don't know for sure. All I know is they're supposed to start out that way. Now, hush up.
Well, all right. Just go ahead. I don't care. Finish my meal here. Sure. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Edwards.
Well, come on in there.
Hi there, Mr. Lum. Mm. What you fellas doing down here, eating?
Yeah, we having our business lunch, Cedric. And the government stuff here, one thing another.
Well, you just the fellas I want to see.
Well?
Well, we ain't got no time to see you, Cedric.
Yeah, we busy, Cedric. So you just go right on there and play out there pinball machine you like.
But I didn't come down here to play the pinball machine today.
You did too now. Just go on over and play a couple of games. Maybe when we through, we talk to you.
All right, but I'm just going to play two games, that's all.
Just go on.
Well, we don't care how many games you play, just leave us alone.
I believe that's about the first time I ever seen Cedric come in. He weren't falling all over himself to get on that idiotic pinball contraption
that's
thing
right.
over
there. Well, let's forget about him for right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Fellow co-chairman, the first thing we need to do is get organized.
Get organized?
Yeah, well, what I mean by that is we've got to elect the officers.
Officers?
Yeah.
Well, we's already officers, Lum. They've appointed us co-chairman.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna work out. We got to have one fella that's actually the head of this thing.
One fella that's the head of everything, huh?
Mm-hmm. And I figure we better elect one of us a lieutenant co-chairman, maybe.
Lieutenant co-chairman? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if you think we are to do it, I guess I'm reckoning I'm for it, I guess, because you know probably more about this than I do. Yeah, I reckon I'm for it.
Good. Motion carried.
What?
Now we'll vote by a secret ballot.
Secret ballot?
Yeah, well, we don't want everybody to know how we voted, do we?
Oh, you gonna pass around that little box? We put them white balls in there and them little black balls in there?
No, that's the lodge meetings you're thinking of.
What?
No, just tear off a piece of paper napkin there. We can use that for the ballots.
Let me see here. All right, let's see. Right here. Okay, get up. You got a pencil here, Lum? Well, wait a minute. Got one right here.
Yep,
got one right here. Old stub here. Think I can chew the end of it. Get it to where I can use it. Yeah, okay, I got it.
All right, you know what to do now, don't you?
Well, I reckon I do. I'm going to write down who I was voting for right now. What was it we was voting for again?
That'd been Lieutenant Co-Chair.
Oh, yeah. We're going to vote for Lieutenant Co-Chair. All right. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll see. It can't take long. All right. Yeah, well, there's my vote right there. Want me to fold it over here? You say it's a secret, right?
No, just hand it here.
Well, I don't want you to see who I'm voting for if it's a secret vote and all.
Well, it don't make no difference, Ed, but there's just two of us voting, and I know how I voted, so I'm going to know anyway.
Well, that's right, but you're at least put them in a hat, though, and draw them out. I mean, it's what you ought to do, not see how us folks vote.
Well, just hand it here.
All right.
Can't you write your name fell all on your tongue out like that?
Well, now listen, you aren't now look at my vote. That's not till it's time.
Well, I ain't looking at what you're writing. I'm just looking at the way you're writing.
Yeah.
That old stub pencil. You carry that thing around for years.
You know, I just don't see no reason to even have this election no way. I know how it's going to come out, I do. It's going to be a tie. I mean, it always does whenever you and me's vote on something, because it's always one vote for each of us.
Now, just wait a minute.
What?
Is there one vote for Abner Peabody?
Yeah.
And one vote for Abner Peabody.
See what I... What?
Yes, sir. Looks like you got elected.
Me?
Yeah, two votes for you.
Did I get two votes?
Yes, you did. Congratulations, Mr. Peabody.
Land sake, talking good for me. Would you forget to write your own name, Lum?
Oh, no, I knowed what I was doing. Now we're going to vote for Chief Co-Chair.
Chief co-chairman.
Yeah, he's one step higher than lieutenant co-chairman.
Now you wait just a minute here.
No.
We should have voted on him first. Now that just ain't fair.
And don't forget, no feller can hold more than one office.
Now you just wait a minute now. That lets me out, Lum. All we can vote for now is you.
Well, I reckon that makes it unanimous then.
What?
Yes, sir. Motion carried. Lum Edwards is hereby elected old official.
Now, by doggy, there's something queer going on here. This ain't right. This ain't fair, Lum. It just ain't right, y'all.
You fellas done with your meeting yet?
Cedric, we ain't done.
Well, I came to see you about something.
Wait, go on back to your pinball machine and don't interrupt us now, Cedric.
I can't. I run out of nickels.
Well, Luke will give you some change.
Yeah, and get a lot of it so you can play a lot of games. Now, listen here, Lum. Just run over this here election again. I think we ought to start it all over because now I wasn't ready.
No, Abner, it's all settled. You was elected lieutenant co-chairman, and I was elected chief co-chairman. It's all settled.
It is.
Yeah, we got too much work ahead of us. Waste time on them little old no-count details.
Well, I still don't see how it worked, though.
Abner, our job is to sell war bonds, not sit around here and argue.
Well, I know you're right about that, Lum, but now it just seems awful peculiar to me that you'd elect that little office first.
Now then, gentlemen, our first job is to plan our big selling campaign. You see, when I say gentlemen, I'm just talking to you.
Well, that's all right. I've been called that before.
Yeah. I know, but it sounds like I'm talking to a whole lot of people. But you know, that's the way you do things in these here meetings.
Well, you couldn't be talking to many because there's all them persons in here is me and Luke, and he's back in the kitchen. When we call him out here?
No, I know he's out. I know he's back there, and he ain't part of our meeting.
Well, I guess you can call me gentleman. I don't care. I guess I won't get mad.
All right. The chair is now open for suggestions.
What?
Yeah. I say our first job is to plan out a big selling campaign. Now, we're open for suggestions on it.
We are, huh?
Yeah, I got one myself.
Well, good.
Yeah. Now, see, I've been studying here on it.
Yeah.
And I think we ought to divide the whole town up into six or a half a dozen sections, then pint one feller to be responsible for selling to those folks in each section.
We're going to divide the town up.
Any questions so far?
Yeah. How come we didn't vote on the chief co-chairman first?
And just wait a minute. I ain't give you the floor yet. I ain't said you could ask it.
Well, sorry. Can I ask my question now?
Mr. Peabody, the chair recognizes the senator. No, that's something else. Right, go ahead.
Well, I know you recognize me, Lum. You know me all your life.
Well, go ahead. If you got a question, ask it.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready for my question?
Well, yeah.
How come we didn't vote on the chief co-chairman first instead of the lieutenant chairman?
Abner, that's beside the point. It's unmaterial and unrelevant.
What?
Now, I figure that by using my plan, we can canvass the whole town in no time talk.
We going to canvass the whole town?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean, Lum. We'll never in this world get that much canvas. Pine Ridge is a big place. Why, it runs clear out there to Ed Beckley's place.
Oh, Abner, I don't mean actually put a piece of canvas over the whole town, silly. I mean, we're just going to canvas each house.
Well, of course, that'll cut it down some, I guess. You cut out there them very vacant lots anyway, but now it's still going to take a heap to cover every house that away, Lum.
For goodness sakes.
And why are we putting tents around these people's houses anyways? Does the roof leak?
Well, of course not.
Well, I didn't think so. I knew ours did, but I didn't think everybody else's did. And I just don't see what that's got to do with war bonds anyway.
Well, Abner, we ain't putting no tents over nothing. All I meant was that we're going to go up to every house in the town and sell to people.
Sell them?
Yeah.
We're going to sell them tents?
No.
Well, then what are we going to do with all them tents?
Now, swan to goodness.
We're going to take them on a camping trip?
No, of course not.
Well, we ought to at least take one, Lum, because you never can tell when it might rain or something.
Abner, we ain't going on no camping trip or nowheres else.
My doggies, Lum, I think we better get us a new chief co-chairman then, because you ain't been in office 5 minutes and already you're wasting a lot of money buying a bunch of tents that we ain't got no use for.
Abner, what I meant were, we're going to go up to every house in the town and sell them folks war bonds.
Well, now you're talking. That's a good, a heap better idea than that tent thing you come up with, that's for sure. All right, let's get started. Let's go.
Now, wait now. Before we can do that, we got to plan out our sales technique.
What?
Yeah, we got to study up different sales talks and contests and devices, and stunts and bazaars and clever IDs and I don't know what all.
We got to do all that.
Well, sure. You can't just go out and start selling. This has to be organized first.
See.
Now, do you have any suggestions on any of them other things?
Well, let's see. Suggestions.
Hey, Mr. Lum.
We ain't through with our meeting yet,
Cedric. Go on back to your pin, boss, Cedric.
But.
Go on.
But.
Now, what was your question again, Lum?
I asked if you had any suggestions for the sales campaign.
I thought about it. I don't believe I do. No, I don't. I don't think so.
I reckon we better take that up at the next business luncheon then. Today's meeting is adjourned.
Aye.
Motion carried. Hey, Luke, bring us a check for lunch.
Now, we all done, Cedric. Come here.
Come on.
What was it? Yeah, what was it you wanting? I said, what did you want to see us about?
It appears to be too late now.
Huh?
Well, I done used up so much of my money on the pinball machine, I can't do what I came here for.
What was that, Cedric?
Well, I wanted to buy one of them war bonds you fellas are selling, but it's too late. I done run out of money.
Well, why didn't you speak up?